Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off to Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It's Ola, it's our standing by. Take caller 9 now at 844-999. Ola, you'll play profile this in minutes, but first, Bobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see with Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we chose 34-year-old Shannon Martin of Corsiciana, Texas. Now, 2 years ago, around Valentine's Day, Shannon got busted for shoplifting at a grocery store. And I don't know everything that she stole, but one of the things was a Valentine's Day card. More about that in a second. So Shannon was busted, ended up being confrontational with the police when they arrived on the scene, but eventually she's handcuffed and put in a patrol car. Now, even though she'd been arrested, the cops had not noticed the stolen Valentine's Day card or her 2.3 grams of crack or her crack pipe. But she knew she needed to hide her contraband. But how could she do that handcuffed in the back of a patrol car? Well, I'm glad you asked. Shannon came up with a cunning plan, a plan so simple and elegant that you will ask yourself, why can't Shannon use her powers for good? First, per the police report, Shannon, and I quote, intentionally defecated in the back of the patrol car. She then hid her crack pipe, and Valentine's Day card in the poop. Now, I want you to think about that for one moment. Think about the size of an average greeting card. She hid that and her poop. Maybe it's just me. It just seems like that's a whole lot of mess coming out the backside. All right, see, look at this card right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the standard greeting card.
She really had to go.
She hid the Valentine's Day card inside of her feces. But anyway, in spite of her intellectual depth of her plan, an officer somehow we got suspicious, and in an act worthy of the Medal of Honor, that would be the highest honor you can get if you're a cop, he sifted through Shannon's brown gift. Voluntarily, he shifted through, suspecting that maybe something wasn't right, maybe because of the sheer size of it, because again, it swallowed a greeting card. Sifted through, he found the greeting card, he found the crack pipe, he found the crack. She was in fact arrested.
Crack. How much crack?
Crack on
2.3 grams.
Whack.
She had the crack pipe and the stolen Valentine's Day card.
That ain't worth it.
Look, man, I guess.
I'm not shifting through poop to find a small amount of
cocaine. You have to remember, he did not know that she had anything on her. He got suspicious because of this big, massive pile of Duke sitting in the back of his car. He probably thought there was more than that. Look, he's the one who's disappointed. I don't think he went in there. If she had just said, dude, it's 2.3 grams, and that is a large pile of ass.
How could you do that on command?
I'm saying the cop just says, you know what, I'm going to let it go. But he dug in there, and think about it. He thought he was going to score something big. Instead, he found what he found, but it got her tied.
Mm-hmm. Given what I know about seeing people that are crackheads and stuff, it seems like they're almost locked and loaded. They just pick and choose when they actually eat and poo.
I'm talking about pooping on command.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what he means.
That's what I'm saying, like, because they...
There's something weird about them, man.
And yeah.
Listen, I told about during the homeless days, man, there's a place you can get shelters, one of these hourly or overnight kind of motel places. Everyone in there is either a prostitute or a drug addict, all right? You can guess which one I was. A prostitute, yes. But they had a big communal shower. And there was just this one day, I could not wait to just take a shower. It'd been like 2 weeks or whatever. And I walk down there, and there's like five shower heads. So it's this big, big tiled area. And in the dead center is this massive drain. And directly over the drain was a pile of human poop. And it just, it had the, it sounds stupid, but it had the reek of a crackhead. Dude, and trust me, this is one of those moments that's forever burned into my brain, like, dude, you got to make better decisions.
Did you shower?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean,
because it's just going to get all hot and steamy.
That's what I mean. It wasn't, you could stand away from it. It's not that, but it's the central drain. And I'm like, this, I mean, you want to have.
It's like you're boiling it.
I just felt like you just had your soul ripped out of you. Like, things are already bad. I just want to take a shower. I'm looking forward to the shower. And who did that?
Yeah, there's a toilet in there, too.
Yes, there is. They didn't make it there. But I blame it on a crackhead. Or a prostitute. Either way, we toast her for her cunning plan. And how massive it had to be. We poured this. It covered a greeting card, man.
Yeah, I'm with
you. That is a lot coming out there.
I'm shocked it was solid.
I know. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe that's what tipped him off. I don't know. He did not go into that much detail. But we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right there, Patrick. You understand how this here game is played.
I do.
All right, fantastic. Here are your options of stories. As always, we have the tried and true race slash ethnicity. We also have, it's a story essentially about urine, but you need to identify who is responsible for said urine. And then the new one today, this would be about what was saved from a burning home.
What was saved from a burning home?
There was a house that was on fire, and it was a five-year-old kid.
Okay.
And he rescued his sister, but he ran back in the house to rescue something else. And it's about what it did. Yeah.
Okay.
So those are options. We have the story, the tried and true race slash ethnicity. We have who's responsible for the urine. And finally, what did the little boy save from the burning home?
Let's go urine.
Urine.
All right. You are in urine. In this case, let's see. We go to the fine state of Kentucky. And, of course, we've heard of plenty of people trying to beat drug tests. In fact, we're doing our drug test next week at our very own Mike Hawk. Right? Mm-hmm. He's going to eat all these poppy seed bagels or poppy seed muffins, which is something he already enjoys. But the idea is we will do the urine test, and we'll see if it comes up dirty for opiates.
Through poppy seeds.
Yeah, poppy.
See,
that's the working title.
Poppy.
But anyway, this story basically is that kind of thing. 30-year-old Julie Miller from RJ, Kentucky. She had a meeting with her probation officer a few weeks ago. She needed to take a drug test. But one of the officers was suspicious that she was trying to pass off someone else's pee as her own. So they confronted her. And the thing is, to her credit, she admitted that she brought in pee, but it wasn't hers. And she did it because she knew she would fail the drug test after using meth and Suboxone. So she was arrested and charged with tampering with physical evidence. My question is, who do you believe supplied the urine that she took there that made them suspicious? Do you believe that her urine test was provided by her dog? Do you believe it was provided by her cat? Do you believe that the urine was supplied by her child, or do you believe that her husband volunteered to give up his urine?
Man. I mean, I think if something tipped him off, it might be like cat pee.
I would have to think that the logical thing to do, not that it would be logical, would be a human's urine, because it would be somewhat similar to a human's urine. And even more specific, I'm not sure that sex has anything to do with it. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. I'd still would weigh on the side of the same sex as well, just in case there's any way to detect something like that. I don't know.
I mean, I have heard of people that tried to, maybe it's urban legend, I don't know. But the idea, somebody was trying to fake their drug test. It was a dude who said, the good news is there are no drugs in your system. Bad news, you're pregnant.
But you're pregnant.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, what was she, what did she have to pee test for again? What was she found guilty, like what drugs
I'm
did
not
she do?
Sure. I don't know what her initial, it just says she was on probation. It does not say what her original arrest was, but she is someone who had to go in and take a routine drug test. Well, I'm going to assume that it's probably drug or alcohol related. If part of your probation is to get drug tested.
Patrick, right? She was busted because the skin tone on her Wizenator didn't match her actual skin tone.
Right, and then the cops automatically said, hey, something's up with this.
I mean, there might be a little more to it than that, but as the story goes, it just says the cops were suspicious that maybe she brought someone to sample in, so...
I don't think you can get urine from a cat, Patrick.
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking. It's from a cat or a dog. I have a dog, and that would be just about impossible.
Can you milk a cat?
Get them to pee.
Yeah, I mean, well, if you think a dog would be difficult, at least you'd see a dog go physically. With a cat, they're squatting in a litter box.
And it even looks like they're sitting on top of it.
Yeah, I mean, like, how do you... You couldn't do that. Unless you... Yeah, there's no way you could collect enough. You'd have to be directly underneath the point.
Can you milk a cat?
Well, and I'm going to, I guess, just assume here that if she's doing meth and what?
Suboxone,
That her husband or boyfriend is also, so I'm thinking maybe the baby.
And that's a pretty good thing, because you do make a strong point. As I go through my Rolodex of memories here, like, people I knew that smoked crack or on meth, typically, their partner did the same.
Well, baby urine would always be clean.
Generally speaking.
You hope so.
You desperately hope that.
Also, there was a famous, episode of The Wire where they were trying to pass pee test. And that's where they were getting
using
from.
Babies?
Yeah, from babies. And somebody was babysitting all the babies. But
I'd say child or dog. I think I'm going to go dog. I think that's going to be my answer on this one.
I still just don't know how, like, what tipped them off.
I don't know. I really do not know. It might just be her herself. You don't want people to act that nervous. Typically, that's a tip.
Ted, you got a, you're leaning anyway here?
I mean, baby makes the most sense, but part of me is like, could be wild, could be dog. I don't know why.
That's what I was thinking earlier. Like, baby makes sense, but if it made sense, it wouldn't be on this profile list.
And if they're on meth, maybe their dog just pees in the house as is. Pee in this bowl.
All right, Ted, what do you think?
I'll go baby.
You're going to go baby?
Yeah.
Okay. Patrick, we need a final answer.
Let's go baby.
You're going to go baby. Child. Okay.
Yep.
We're going to find out if the urine came from a dog, a cat, a child, or her husband next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, we head to Kentucky. Profile this. We got a woman, Kentucky woman. She had a meeting with a probation officer for a drug test, but she brought someone else's urine. She knew she was going to pee dirty.
Mm-hmm.
So the question was, whose urine did she bring? By the way, she was busted for this. Was it her dog's, her cat's, her child, or her husband?
That is correct. And, you know, people commented. One person says, I used my dog's pee to pass a UA to get into treatment. Let's see. Someone else says, Miles, you can potty train the cat. Look up City Kitty. Essentially, you have your cat learn to pee over a small hole over the toilet. And apparently it improves her balance, blah, blah, blah. Someone else says, it's actually easy. My dog's a big boxer pit mix, and when he goes outside, he automatically pees and he doesn't lift his leg. So I just took a big cup, put it under there, and off he went.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Someone else says, I'm going to have to go with cat on this one because cat pee is a very potent, distinct smell of ammonia. Which, yes, it definitely does. But inevitably, Patrick, we posed the same question to you. Did you believe her urine sample was provided by the dog, the cat, her child, or her husband? And in the end, I want to say you and Ted both went child.
Baby. Patrick and Ted went child. I went dog.
You went dog. All right. Well, Patrick.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. It is, in fact, a dog.
Dog. Yeah.
She used her dog's pee in place of her own, but obviously they caught her because, you know, it was dog's pee.
And now they're singing, writing a country western song.
No.
hour for all TV news all time. Time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right there, Miles. Today, your choices will be Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
David Spade.
David Spade.
Seth Meyers.
Seth.
Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
Kind of explain there in the title. Of course, those guys had a team of professional writers. Ted does not. It's up to you to determine, is this a late night monologue joke? And if so, by who?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this a The Ted Smith original?
A new study found that people who play golf have half the risk of premature death. Yeah, go tell that to Chubbs.
Go tell that to who?
Chubbs? Billy Madison? Not Billy Madison. Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore? The Ted Smith.
You know what? Let me try that one again. Okay. A new study found that people who play golf have half the risk of premature death. Yes, they're rich and retired.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can make that a little more biting.
Sure.
IKEA has launched a contest allowing IKEA has launched a contest allowing fans to win a chance to attend a sleepover in one of their stores. The sleepover lasts 12 hours, or about as long as an IKEA bed.
Jimmy Fallon. Seth Meyers.
IKEA has launched a contest allowing fans to win a chance to attend a sleepover at one of their stores. The sleepover will last 12 hours, or about as long as an IKEA bed.
Yeah, but we've all had sex in it.
That is right.
IKEA's, they furnished me for years.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that stuff.
Heard about a Girl Scout troop in Illinois that's been selling cookies outside of a weed dispensary. They just earned a new badge that just says, friggin' genius.
David Spade.
Jimmy Fallon.
I heard about a Girl Scout troop in Illinois that's been selling cookies outside of a weed dispensary. They just earned a new badge that says, friggin' genius.
KFC teamed up with Crocs to create a fried chicken clog. Finally, a clog created by fried chicken that doesn't involve an artery.
Oh, man. David Spade.
O'Brien.
David Spade.
KFC teamed up with Crocs to create a fried chicken clog. Finally, a clog created by fried chicken that doesn't involve an artery.
A new study found exactly how long it takes the average woman to reach her climax. And it's about 13 minutes and 28 seconds. This study brought to you by Duracell Batteries.
That's Ted Smith.
That is Ted Smith.
That's
a good one.
Right?
That was a good one. Yeah, very good. That was good. 13 minutes, huh?
And 28 seconds.
Yeah.
Not 13 and a half minutes. 13 minutes and 28 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I always stop.
Right, I'm only good for 13:26. Sorry.
I was just thinking about that, honey. Can I go that long?
You'll need two of us.
I know exactly. I'm
doing shifts.
Yeah. High five him like a tag team champion.
Dude, it needs my help.
So many jokes.
We're saying we're terrible and bad, ladies. That's the point we're getting at.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
We're in round. It's quick.
I'm sure you're shocked.
According to a recent study, more than half of parents miss the freedom they had before they had children.
You know, sir.
The rest are dads.
Conan O'Brien?
Spade.
Separate!
According to a recent study, more than half of parents miss the freedom they had before having children. The rest are dads.
He hates his kids.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Fox is working on a new drama related to the Goonies. Goonies showing up a lot these days. Everybody's talking about them. Please don't stop by the house. They're not happy to see you.
You can park and walk up, I think.
All right.
They don't want you there.
Yeah.
They knew their house.
They knew that when they bought it.
That is a strong point.
But it was good enough for them.
I mean, look, their position is pure, right? Man, we don't want a bunch of strangers around the house. I agree with that. But again, don't buy the house that they film Goonies in. Because people are going to come by your house.
Is there a sign on it?
Yes, there's a sign on the way up there that says, please park your car. It's okay if you walk up, but please don't drive.
Right, but I'm saying, is there a sign that says, like
in the Goonies house?
Like the Goonies house.
Dude, it's Astoria, Oregon. There's 50 houses there. They know they know where that
is. That's the one.
That is the one. On top of the hill, overlooking everything.
So this Goonies thing, it's not going to be a sequel, a remake, or a reboot. It's about a bunch of kids making a shot-by-shot remake of the movie. They're helped by a substitute teacher, who I'm sure is crazy. And over the course of the season, their passion will inspire a town in desperate need of hope and this love letter to the power of cinema, storytelling, and dreams.
Hmm.
Ooh. Oh.
Oh. Well, that's my review of that.
It's been a while.
Been a while since I have. Oh, by the way, quick side.
Oh, Robin was quick on the gun.
Robin went to the store today, came back, and she bought me a little bottle of Poo-Pourri.
Is that for your home or is that for here?
I think Robin just wants me to spray it directly on my everything and operate that way.
Yeah, because, I mean, the toilet here, it starts flushing right away.
That's the only problem.
It's like a bidet.
That's the problem. It is. A reverse bidet.
All right. So, Jim Carrey, right? he's given an interview about, and he's in a new movie, Sonic the Hedgehog, right? So the woman doing the interview, Charlotte Long, asked Jim if there was anything left to do on his bucket list. He said, quote, just you. Charlotte laughed. And then said, wow, I don't know what to say to that. And Jim said, just own it. Right? Now, so a lot of people now are saying, oh, like Jim Carrey, you know, and it's social media. So it's already turned into a massive thing. But
he's joking, I think, right?
Well, he's a comedian, so yeah, there's always a good chance.
And then you're interviewing a comedian, and she laughed, and I don't.
Or you're under the assumption that he legitimately has a bucket list with her name written on it.
Right.
Either he's joking or you legitimately believe he has a bucket. And I can confirm neither one, but I'm going to guess that he's joking.
Right. Well, the other problem is two things. Number one, like sometimes with social media, and I'm guilty of this too, we all need to calm down.
Yes,
it is. It's like it doesn't really, unless you allow it to, it's not going to affect a ton of stuff.
No.
And also, these are also random people that are like, oh, I can't believe he said that or whatever. I don't know anybody in my life that hasn't said something that somebody else could take it and say, hey, you meant bad or whatever by this. And it's just like, he's a comedian. Like, look, he didn't touch her. He wasn't like it was a quick.
If you ask a comedian a question, you should expect a comedic answer. That's all I would throw out there. And hopefully you can absorb that. And if you cannot, don't talk.
If you ask LL Cool J about a love song, he's like, I know it'd make you.
Yeah.
Well, also, too, though, I think at some point, you know what I mean? Like, there's always this famous clip on, like, The View or something, and they have on, like, Shaq or somebody, and they're talking about the size of his feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's like, nobody really says anything, but it's like, right, like, you're also making penis jokes about him, the size of his feet. So I'm just saying, I think a little is fine. It just seems very, like, you know what? I shouldn't have read the story. I don't think it's a story.
Yeah. It is a non-story. No. The story is that people took something and got it.
The story
has
the story is it's not the worst thing in the world. Yes, you might find it inappropriate, but if you do, that's fine. If you find it appropriate, that's fine, but it shouldn't be an issue. Because it didn't cross a line. Maybe it did to you. I don't think it did, but everybody has an opinion on that. Problem is, HR gets involved and you're screwed.
I mean, it just depends where you stand.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Right.
I mean, on the one hand, people got upset because Janet Jackson's boob popped out of the Super Bowl. I mean, the world melted down. Well, this country melted. The rest of the world gets nudity. We melted down here. And we got YouTube as a result. So, I mean, like, obviously, the majority does not have a problem with this. But it's always the vocal minority, right? That's generally how things work.
Yeah. I also think, like, some of the stuff we got to stop saying. Like, the beginning of that article was like, is it time to cancel Jim Carrey? Stop.
Right.
All right.
What are you canceling?
Most of us are not teenagers or whatever. Like, let's stop saying cancel. Let's stop saying woke. Like, it's they're not our words.
Or about if you don't want to watch this movie, don't watch it.
Right.
Is this so hard for people?
There's plenty of people I find that say stuff or do something, and I go, man, I don't like that. And I don't want to watch their stuff. There's also certain people, probably athletes, who I go, you know, at the end of the day, I want to watch that dude catch a ball.
Right.
I don't want to know what goes on in his personal life.
And I don't care.
Yeah, I don't want to know what account he follows.
Yeah,
you know,
there's nothing to me.
So this won't shock you. They put out a list of the most watched primetime TV events over the past decade. And can you guess what they were?
Over the past decade. Meghan and Harry's wedding. Was that one of them?
So they were all Super Bowls.
Oh,
so this is basically,
okay. Well, I'm just trying to think.
This is basically like the top 10 if you took out the Super Bowl.
So if you take out what was left, the sloppy seconds, the carnage.
And there's not a lot more. There's not a lot more change in here. Number 10 on the list, American Idol.
Yeah.
Number 9, an episode of Glee. Number 8, an episode of American Idol. Number 7, This Is Us / This Is Crying.
We Be This.
Mm-hmm. Number 6, American Idol. Number 5, 2.5 Men. Number 4 and 3, American Idol. Number 2, The Voice. And then the number 1 show, and granted, it aired post-Super Bowl, February 7, 2010. Undercover Boss.
You're kidding me. Undercover Boss?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But most of these, like that aired post-Super Bowl.
Yeah,
so it gets a massive number.
But still.
Like, I'm sure on this list one day is going to be an episode of Masked Singer. You're going to be like, Masked Singer?
Guaranteed, man.
Oh, yeah. They put it, by the way,
that just shows you how dominant American Idol was for a decade or longer.
I mean, if you take a look at the musical landscape, Carrie Underwood, Taylor Swift on there?
No.
But yeah, it's Carrie Underwood, what's-her-face, Clarkson, who's...
Kelly Clarkson, who now hosts a daytime TV show.
Lil Sweet.
Lil Sweet. Daughtry. There's a lot.
Daughtry, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's out there. Does he do well? Does he do anything?
I think he does pretty well.
Was Adam Lambert on American
Idol? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, there you go.
He does very well.
Yeah, now he's the singer of what, Queen?
Queen.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, people seem to like that band.
You guys are going to be somebody one day.
Yeah. I mean, granted, Freddie Mercury had a ton of talent, obviously.
Yeah.
But so did the rest of the band, though, too. They're a pretty good band. It would be hard to step in those shoes, but Brian May, those guys, that's a great band.
Yeah, and I mean, that is one thing.
If you listen to the music of Queen, We Will Rock You. Yes, Freddie Mercury is singing the vocals, but the music itself is amazing. You know what I mean? It's great stuff.
Lead singers are a lot like quarterbacks. Like, they can mean a lot to you, but also, you know.
You can get a new one.
They're not solely responsible.
Sammy, come on in.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you can swap them in and out. You know, like, I think people in New England right now are going through it with Tom Brady, but also, like, remember, like, or, like, if you're in New Orleans, like, you love Drew Brees, but he missed 5 games this year, and didn't they win, like, all 5 or only lost 1?
Teddy Bridgewaterson.
Right. So I'm with you. Sometimes the band is just that good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it just comes through. Obviously, right. Adam Lambert has a very good voice, and it does take somebody very talented to replace Freddie Mercury.
Sure. You think that's why sometimes bands have a problem with the lead singer?
Yeah.
Yeah, they call it lead singer disease. LSD. There's a reason for it. Because, like, dude, come on. That never happens with a bassist.
You don't know that. I'm the greatest. Gene Simmons.
Yeah, well, you know what? He is a great case on that.
Does Flea? He sing, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sings about 50% of the songs.
And he's not a bad singer. And he does pretty good on harmonies. I'll give him that, too.
He can actually play bass when he chooses to.
Apparently,
he's chosen not to for many years.
Just not easy to get along with.
Yeah, I just never really cared.
But honest to God, the time I met him, it couldn't be nicer.
Really?
I'm just judging him by social media. And the things I hear about him.
And the things he says.
Yeah. I mean, you could be, like I said before, somebody can be nice to your face. It doesn't make them a good person.
No, I know it.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, right?
Hey, Sheila, good to see you. I hate that bitch.
Now we'll talk about some actual bad people.
Okay.
So this is just a list of people that fell from grace. So some of them are pretty simple, right? Like, on this list is Aaron Hernandez.
On Aaron Hernandez?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, did I miss that? Oh, yeah, you that's right. You told me all about it. My bad, sorry. Why you look at me like I'm nuts? I forgot.
Did you? I think you just cursed and didn't realize it.
What's that? No, I said, did you watch the Aaron Hernandez documentary on Netflix?
Well, we'll review the tape.
Okay, all right.
I did watch the Aaron Hernandez documentary. Look, I found it. Super.
You were being very casual.
Sorry, Ted. Did not realize I said it that way. My bad.
Very comfortable.
Yeah. My bad. I guess I didn't even know.
That's why I just froze. Like,
what are you doing? Sorry, my bad.
But like, your brain started working.
I know.
Like, you've seen that. You brought it up. Like, no, it's not that.
Okay, all right. Because it's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I will say this, like anything else.
Sorry.
I do agree with people, like, you don't like to speak bad about anybody once they're passed.
I don't know.
Aaron Hernandez was such a high-profile person and everything. Like, I get why they make the documentary. And it's a very interesting view into what was going on with that guy's life and everything else. I mean... Right, so that guy being on the list of a fall from grace, like, yeah, that's not shocking. I will still say, the craziest thing about the Aaron Hernandez thing, and if you're going to watch it, just watch it. It's cool. Or not cool.
Watch
it's
that ass.
Interesting, yeah. But the most chilling thing, besides the fact he kills people in cold blood.
Second to that.
Is just when he goes to jail, the warden is like, it didn't even seem like it had affected him.
No.
Like, he was just...
Like, he was happy to be there.
Yeah.
He was fine to be there.
A little less Aaron Hernandez, Charlie Sheen's on the list. That's a pretty good fall from grace. I think really he just annoys the crap out of everybody.
How about Matt Lauer?
Ooh,
is that on
strong.
There? Because wouldn't you think the morning show is basically
Matt Lauer is on there.
Based on
Kevin
him.
Spacey's on there. Charlie Rose is on there. Al Franken is on there. Mario Batali is on there.
Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein is on there. R. Kelly. Bill O'Reilly.
Wait a minute. How does R. Kelly fall from... Because at this point, he's been falling for... It's been like 30 years, I feel like, that we've kind of known.
Because they never charged him. So people... Okay. Everybody always knew this stuff. I mean, look... This is the sad thing with predators. Like, everybody knows, but people cover it up. Especially if you can make other people money. And
that's it.
Bill Cosby.
Yep, Cosby's on the list. They're all on there. But yeah, I think Aaron Hernandez is probably the roughest.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
Here we go. Alaska man steals a pickup truck, then rams a police car at the Mush Inn Motel. Meanwhile, a man drives to court for intoxication charges and is drunker than hell. Florida meemaw lets son run drug ring and gun ring out of her senior living center. A Florida woman goes off on boyfriend when he did not want to enter. And a Canadian couple find a live frog living inside a green pepper. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
Our top story, we go to Montreal, where a couple found a little extra innards in their green pepper. The two went back to the grocery store where they bought the vegetable to inquire as to how a live frog could have made its way into the pepper.
Easy. We put it in there.
Yeah. The thing was, the pepper was intact.
Right.
So they believe what happened was that, you know, one of the, I don't know what they called the little frog.
Eggs,
I guess. Yeah. Inside the pepper.
Right.
And then the frog actually had never exited the pepper.
Right.
There was no hole.
Which means that there was some weird sweet spot of timing there.
Because right, exactly.
How long can a frog live in a closed pepper, right?
That explains why when the frog jumped out, they're like, freedom!
Right?
Wait a minute, I got peppers in my house.
Mm-hmm. Might be frogs in there, dog.
It's like, like a plague.
With a pearl in it.
It's like a secondary egg. The store collected both the frog and the pepper and are investigating the origins of both. I think out of all the options that we've heard today, that's probably one of the worst I've seen.
The origins of both. Well, when two peppers love each other.
That's right.
They make a frog.
Because you're right,
Mom. She has a frog in her womb.
And then I kissed the frog and it turned into a prince. And the fact that thing was sealed, I don't even know how that's scientifically possible.
Well, that's what...
The pepper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They cut into the pepper and there's a frog inside.
Right. How in the world does that happen? All right. I want to follow up on that one. In other news, in Detroit, a man showed up to his court hearing for a DUI in probably the worst condition. You guys will never guess how he showed up.
Intoxicated.
Drunk.
The man was charged there on the scene after he drove himself for his DUI hearing, quote, super drunk.
Super drunk.
Not only was he having trouble with speaking, he admitted to officers that he had taken a couple shots before the hearing. And after a short search, they found an open and partly empty bottle of vodka in his car.
Well, at that point, you say he has a problem.
He was arrested right then and there. No, not at all.
I read a good phrase the other day that said, I was somewhere between drunk and stepdad drunk.
Oh, damn.
Ooh, shoot.
the good zone.
Right? At that point, do you charge the guy and then his sentence is that he has to go to a rehab facility?
Right. I think that at that point, clearly he needs the help.
Right. You have an empty bottle of vodka in your car. You've admitted to taking a couple shots to your DUI hearing.
That right there kind of says it all.
Let's get you to a psychologist. Figure out what's going on there, kid. After a fun night out of bowling and boozing, one woman made her way back home to her boyfriend and, like so many others, wanted to get a little frisky between the sheets.
Get some.
After some bowling and boozing, that's a combo. Much to her
dismay. This is the kind of girl that wants the bouquet of ribs.
What's the problem so far?
Been ribs, bowling, ribs.
Yeah.
Been using whole three fingers all night.
Did you say McRibs?
What's that?
Did you say McRibs?
No. McRibs. What's a McRib?
Oh, the sandwich?
Yeah, a bouquet of McRibs.
Like you said McRib. Are you sure what you're saying?
Right
okay,
now?
Dude. There's
sure
a lot of stuff flying out of your mouth, Miles.
You feeling all right, Montgomery?
Bouquet of ribs.
He's nervous.
Anywho, much to her displeasure, her boyfriend turned down her offer of sex, and this prompted an ugly argument between the two that led him to storming out of the home. Her response was to start smashing windows and glass before assaulting her boyfriend. Police were eventually called, and she was arrested on the few charges, and you will never guess where that story comes from.
Florida.
Ah, you nailed it.
She broke every window in their apartment.
Yes.
Damn.
Started with the front glass of the door, and then just started moving down the windows. When the cops got there, there was lacerations on his face and glass in his face. Like, that means she ran his head into one of these windows, man.
And she didn't want to talk to the cops. She said, I'm going to call my mom.
Right. It's, yet again, another disturbed individual that needs somebody to talk to there.
I'm not done yet.
You're not going to have sex
so
with me.
It's so cold in here. What is going on?
I'm calling my mom. Mommy won't have sex with me.
Why don't you have sex with me?
I wonder.
Yeah, right. A man in Alaska was arrested on felony assault charges after he got himself into an accident.
She's so mad. Just ignore her.
Just let her have her tantrum back there. All right. Earlier that day, a woman had called the local police to report that her pickup truck had been stolen. After broadcasting a description of the car, police were able to find it and corner it in a parking lot. Not going quietly, the driver rammed the truck into a police cruiser trying to stop him and tried to drive off. His efforts were thwarted and he was arrested on multiple charges.
Did you see where he drove that truck to?
No.
The name of the place where they rammed the cruiser?
Oh, no. What
it was it? A motel in Alaska, outside of Anchorage, called the Mush Inn Motel.
Mm.
The Mush Inn.
No.
That's what Big Shirley says right before we hit. Hey, Mush Inn.
The Mush Inn Motel. Could you get any more Alaskan than that?
That's pretty specific.
Yeah, the Mush.
Mush Inn. And I'm sure they're packed for the Iditarod.
Take off my pants and find my mush.
Oh.
That's what I hear. I'm hearing mush in, like going through a bog.
I'd rather stay there than the musk in.
Yeah.
The power of family. After a long investigation, authorities were able to track down and bust a drug ring developing in Florida. Authorities tracked down the two men leading the ring and traced them back to their mother's apartment, where she let them store their illegal guns and drugs, as well as run operations in the apartment. That crew, along with 11 others, were arrested in the bust.
Damn.
Not right. Sure.
That is so messed up.
Probably get half the drugs from the senior center if you wanted.
That's true. They got half the drugs.
I mean, seriously, like, if you're looking for the pills, that's Florida.
Well, I don't know, man. Do they get good pills for old people? Right, because you're not going to put them on some high-dose oxys or anything.
Yeah, but I see what he's saying. I would think that access to pills would be a little bit easier inside of a senior living center.
Yeah. I watch a comedy show where the one dude goes to his grandma, Gramps, all the time to get pills.
There you go.
Tell you what, man. I didn't get high, but it cleared up my gout.
Steve's.
A fight at McDonald's has led
his
to one.
His nan, excuse me.
Say what?
His nan.
His nan? My nan. A fight at a McDonald's has led to one man in critical condition at the hospital. We'll cover that another time. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for a turn of Ted versus the FCC, and we will drink a toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, we be all up out this batch. So until next time, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.